I've had enough. I'll make a mistake. You'll never take another drop of blood from me. And judge you all. One final bow. I'll be your end of days. But in the streets, the royal fall. I will do what I must until I see them crawl up to me. Where they will stay. I'll be your end of days. I'll be your.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Cap tattoo and a belly ring. She's a hottie, burning up the scene. Her little boyfriend don't mean a thing. I'm a bad boy too.
Okay, let's try this again since I had myself muted. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the United Center. This is RAWF Cataclysm on pay-per-view. I am Lord Amadeus. This is Bubs, who just showed up. How?
Hi.
Bubs, good evening.
Hello, friends. Hi, guys.
Yes, and we're off to a rousing start, ladies and gentlemen. We're off to a rousing start. So, with that being said, you all can quit laughing now. Just saying.
No, we can't.
Welcome to Chicago, ladies and gentlemen.
I would have quit if you hadn't said that.
Crap. Yeah, we're up to just a wonderful start right now. Wonderful start. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cataclysm from the United Center here in Chicago. Here is the lineup we have tonight as far as matches. The main event is for the World Heavyweight Championship, Morgan Nightwalker defending against the Supermodel. Platinum Dragon Championship, Godfather Turner defending against Killer Neptune. National Championship, the Cougar First Lady of Anarchy defends against Aggie Clown Principal. Men's Championship, Paragon of Greatness defending against Godfather Turner. Estrogen Championship, the Supermodel defending against Lady Catherine. Fubar City Championship, Aggie the Clown Prince of Hell defending against Michaela Doom. Triple Crown Championship, Paragon of Greatness defending his Triple Crown Championship against Uncle Frank and Alec Remington. Midnight Hobo Championship, Mithras defending against Starshot. Multimedia Championship, Money Sue Herringbone defending against the Mighty Luella. Powerball Championship, Tommy Lightning defends against Mordred Nightwalker. Steel Cage Match, Raven the Enchanted taking on Disco Queen. In a Hell in the Cell, Icon Scottish Anarchist taking on Shifty the Dragon Clown. In a Fubar City Street Fight, Judgment takes on Bubs. In a very special challenge match, I will be taking on the Immortal Griffith. That and a whole slew of featured rankings matches, ladies and gentlemen. If you've not been to the scene, if you have not joined the scene to take a look at what's there, boom, there it is. Also, ladies and gentlemen, just decided on this a little while ago, we are going to have a Wrestler Buck tournament. If you have not signed up for it, here is the link.
In case you missed what he said, here comes the link. I'm helping.
That is the Cataclysm Bomb Shelter Wrestler Buck Brawl. 200 Wrestler Bucks to the winner. 50 Wrestler Bucks. All right. Bubs, I'll be right back.
Okay. He's going to be right back. So I'm going to take over. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead. And as soon as I find the music, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, I am going to bring on the one, the only... Play, damn it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're RAWF World Champ and soon to be Powerball Champ, Mordred Nightwalker.
RAWF Cataclysm, what the fuck is up, Chi-Town?
Yay, Mordred's here! how you feeling tonight? Because L.A.? Why is L.A. on the floor over there? I think he's playing with the wires or something.
I feel good as always. Yeah. As I say all the time, it's always a good day to be a bastard. It's even a better day to walk into pay-per-view as the world champ.
And you are going up against, my mind just went blank, give me a second, da-da-da, Supermodel,
he's
right? Yeah, Supermodel.
He's defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Supermodel, and also challenging Tommy Lightning for the Powerball Championship.
But I knew that one.
Well, you had it right with the Supermodel. Her name escapes because that's as memorable as she'll ever be.
And also, I neglect to mention, he and Griffith, the team as Apex, are challenging for the tag team championships as well tonight at Cataclysm.
Yeah.
So,
as much damage as they've already done to those other guys, Psyche, you got to wonder. I mean, Morgan, is Apex going to take back their titles tonight?
Do I walk in and say, what the fuck's up when I come on the air?
Okay, so Morgan, three big matches tonight. I know, you know, obviously defending the World Heavyweight Championship very important to you. But is regaining the tag team titles just as important, if not more important?
Each match I step into is important to walk out to best, because I've told everyone from the day I walked in here, I am the best in this business. 2 years later, I'm still saying it, and I got a nice big title on my shoulder backing it up.
That's true. You do. And you could very well walk out of Cataclysm with two more, the Powerball Championship and the World Tag Team Championship. So, let's be honest here. Uncle Frank killing Neptune, they've beaten you guys twice. Is third time the charm?
As you know, on that first one, there was that error that I complained to you about. We're not going to go into that. Half your front office being retarded. This time, it's going to be what should have happened the first time. They're going to walk down, they're going to get their ass kicked, and we're going to go out and celebrate the way Apex does. I mean, it's very simple. You look at what we've been doing to them every week. Hell, sometimes two or three times a week. The bigger question isn't if we're going to win, it's if are they going to be in any condition to fight.
Well, we will find out. It's the greatest tag team in REWF history, Apex, challenging for start their second title run tonight against Killer Neptune and Uncle Frank. So, with that being said, Morgan, I already know how you feel about it.
Has there ever been a two-time
champ? What's that?
Has there ever been a two-time tag champ?
I do believe Tebs and Stardust were two-time champs, yes.
Well, that is fitting that we would tie the record of the team that we took the other record from.
Yep, exactly. You guys would tie the record, and then, of course, if you ever lose them again, which, you know, history shows it would be a while if you did, then you can have a chance for being the first three-time. We'll see what happens. I don't have a crystal ball, so I'm not even going to delve into what. Well, we'll see. First, you guys have to beat Neptune and Uncle Frank. So, turning my attention to other matches, because I already know what your opinion is on all your matches. Let's get your opinion on some of these other matches here. Platinum Dragon Championship, one of your opponents in the tag team title, Killer Neptune, challenging Godfather Turner for that Platinum Dragon Championship that Godfather Turner has been disgracing ever since he gained it last month.
This is the part where I would like to, believe it or not, I would like to see Neptune get it, because, as you mentioned, the disgrace. realistically, I don't think he has a chance in hell.
And why is that?
I have faced both opponents on pay-per-view with titles on the line. And just based on me facing both of them, Turner is leaps and bounds ahead of Neptune.
All right. Fair enough. So you're predicting Godfather Turner will retain the Platinum Dragon Championship and continue on this horrific run of what he's been doing with the belt.
Unfortunately, yes.
And all right. I will disagree with the East Coast Bastard. I have to give credit where credit's due. Killa may be an ass. He may not have the respect to everybody in this company, but at least he respected that title. He didn't disgrace it like Turner does. And I think that is going to give Killa the drive to do whatever he has to do to get that title and get it away from Turner to quit. So Turner will quit disrespecting that title.
The only part I got to disagree with you on that, Bubs, is A, as someone who took a title from Turner and obliterated Neptune, and B, yes, he might have the desire to hold it, but he doesn't have the respect for it to give him that drive. To him, it's another title. To someone like yourself or myself or Shifty, it's more than that. To Neptune, it's another title.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
I hope I'm wrong on this, but realistically.
We will see, as she said. All right, let's switch gears to the national title. The Cougar, the lady who defeated you for the national title a few weeks back, defense against Aggie Clown Prince of Hell. And as we heard last night, Aggie's a little nuttier than
he's
usual. He's actually got a talking snake as his representative now. And you were here, you know what happened. Does he have a chance in hell against Cougs?
I don't believe he does, for the fact is, as crazy as he is, all the antics aside, he is tough in the ring. But his attention is because of his antics. And Cougar does not have that. She's as tough as they're in the ring without the antics. And that's going to be the difference.
I completely agree. I will not go against Mordrin on this one because Cougar, you got a redhead. She's a little pissed off here lately because she's been getting attacked behind the scenes. By her own daughter. So, she's been a little pissed off, and I don't think Aggie's antics are going to do him any good in this match. It's only going to piss her off more.
All right.
So and I'm sure she'll be on
out
later.
All right. We'll hear from Cougs in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Keep change. Sorry, I need another drink.
What the hell was that? Oh, all right.
Well, why didn't you order me one? Gee.
I just ordered a bottle.
Oh, okay. Well, can I have some?
No.
Please?
No.
Damn it.
Men's championship, ladies and gentlemen. Paragon of Greatness defending against Godfather Turner. So, Wardren, you say Godfather Turner is going to retain the Platinum Dragon Championship. Will he also walk out with the Men's Championship tonight?
That's going to be a lot closer. Paragon has a lot to prove in his own mind and to quite a lot of other people. But I don't see him retaining it. I unfortunately think Turner's going to have a matching set.
This wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that he's had some words and some issues lately with your tag team partner, the Immortal Griffin.
No, it has to do with when I took the world title from Turner, and I gave him credit then, and I'll give it to him again, I barely walked out with that out of a counter. The last time I faced Paragon, he barely got out the gate.
All right. We will see once again. Estrogen Championship, the supermodel, your opponent for the World Heavyweight Championship, she's got to defend against Lady Catherine. You've already said you don't think she has a chance of defending against Lady Catherine.
No. Not even remotely.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
I haven't seen a whole lot out of Lady Catherine lately. I'm, as much as I hate to say it, I'm actually going to have to say the supermodel may pull this one out. Lady Catherine hasn't been nearly as strong as we have seen her in the past. And, you know, I mean, supermodel just seems to be on this roll. I think it'll be the she'll can keep the estrogen, but coming up against Mordrin, I don't see it happening.
All right, and how do you feel about the men's championship? I forgot to ask you about that. What do you feel, Paragon versus Godfather Turner?
You know, that was a little tough. I mean, you know, I'll give the devil his due. Turner has been on quite a roll here lately in his career. Even though I can't stand the man, I hate what he's doing with the Platinum Dragon, but, you know, Paragon is my stablemate, and he can be tough when he wants to be, and I think when it comes down to having the men's championship, that's when he wants to be tough. So I'm going to have to go with Paragon on that one.
All right. So we move on to the Triple Crown Championship. Paragon, some more talk about Paragon of Greatness, defending against Uncle Frank and Alec Remington. Bubs, I'll let you go first on this one. How do you see this one shaping up? And if Paragon wins, I want to add, he will be officially the longest reigning Triple Crown champion in RAW history, beating Godrick's record.
You know, Paragon and Uncle Frank know each other really well, so I could see Paragon winning in that one. But don't count out that dark misfit. Alec, he can pull out some tough stuff when he wants to be, and I think he may just come out on top on this.
All right. How do you see it panning out, Morgan?
I definitely see Alec beating and walking away with this one. That's going to be close. Because, like you mentioned, the record, and that is something Paragon is striving for, is that record. So I know he's going to put a lot of his focus on this, which is part of the reason why I said I believe he's going to lose the other one, is because his focus will be here. But I never will discount Alec. I've been up and down the road with him for, Jesus, 4 or 5 years now. So I know firsthand just what he's capable of. When he's motivated. And he is back motivated.
All right. Fair enough. Let's move on. Midnight Hobo Championship. Mithras, of course. The Midnight Hobo title has been all his for almost a better, I believe, for almost over a year, except for a one-month period when he did not hold it. He's defending against Starshot, who in recent weeks has been pretty dominant, defending a Superstars title 3 straight weeks. He's been the Superstars champion for almost a month. How do you see this one panning out, Bubs?
Mithras. I'm sorry, I'm going to say on that. Mithras.
Did I say Midnight Hobo or Fubar? I don't even know.
No.
You said Hobo.
You said Hobo, but you skipped Fubar.
I'll get to it.
Okay, well, I was hoping because I was following you on the script, and you just kind of did the script.
All right, but what? Mithras, go ahead. Yeah. What were you saying?
Just Mithras. He's almost untouchable in that Hobo Championship. I mean, I faced him last month for it. I mean, course, it could have been the fact that I was distracted because he was in the ring with me, but he's dominant when it comes to the Hobo Midnight Hobo Championship. I don't think Starshot's got a shot.
All right. What do you think, Morgan?
See, and this is where I got to disagree with her on this. For the biggest key factor is he's not defending the Superstars title. It's going to be close because, as we've all mentioned before, that Hobo title and Mithras are, you know, they're kind of hand in hand like me and Whiskey. But it's going to come down to the wire. But with Starshot only having to focus on this one event, and he won't have the distraction factor that Bubs had last month, I do see him pulling it off in the end.
Hey, Mithras is handsome to both sides of the coin. Thank you very much.
All right. Moving right along. What are Aggie's chances of holding off Mistress Doom for the FUBAR City Championship? I have a feeling I know which way you two are both going to swing on this one, but what are his chances of coming out of that title match still the FUBAR City Champion with the ever hungry Mistress Doom nipping at his heels? Bugs?
Go ahead, Morton. I'll let you go. Okay. Well, I'll go first. I would give him a 30% chance of retaining because MD wants gold back. Period. End of story. And she, you know what? As crazy as Aggie is, MD can get a little bit crazier. And she doesn't have all the personalities to deal with. She'll stab a person. Yep. And these are FUBAR City rules.
And Morgan, your take on it?
I think it's going to be a very brutal encounter both directions on that. I've been in there with Aggie in FUBAR City. I know what he can bring to the table on it. That being said, all we got to do is look to last night alone. Pretty much untouchable in the high voltage cage, which uses a lot of FUBAR City rules. They borrow a lot of rules from each other. That alone right there, Aggie won the belt against Tank. Congratulations. Now you're dealing with someone who is already in this environment every week and beating the shit out of everybody every week. Then you heard on radio last night, she's more than driven and she's already pissed off at him. I would not want to be Aggie in this role. And I'll fight anybody.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. And now let's see here. Multimedia Championship. Money Sue defending against the mighty Vuvuzela. Money Sue, about a month ago, was one of the hottest things going in RAWF, holding three titles, nearly unbeaten in rankings matches. Now he's kind of in a slump. He's lost two of those titles. Will he lose the third one tonight in Chicago? Mordrin.
Yes. As I say every week, I co-own a company. Vuvu is there as well as here. So I've seen on both sides, as a competitor and as an owner, what she's bringing to the ring nowadays. And I don't think he has it in him. He's gotten a lot better since when we first crossed paths, but she's on a whole other playing field right now.
Bubs?
I got to go with Vuvu. Vuvu's going to be a fan favorite, first of all, in this match. I mean, Chicago loves her. I don't know if you noticed this, but all her merch has been sold out. I mean, they love her here in Chicago. And you know, she's going to have the fans behind her, and I'm going to say she's going to walk away with that multimedia championship.
All right. So, both of you predicting Vuvu to win the title. Let's see. Steel cage match, Raven versus Disco Queen. Any thoughts on this one, Buds?
I'm gonna have to say my girl, Raven. I mean, Raven has got the taste of blood in her mouth. She's wanting to bring Disco Queen down, and I think she can do it. And oh crap, Ola, stop it.
What the fuck?
I may have just kicked you from chat. Sorry.
What happened?
I may have just kicked you from chat. Sorry.
You kicked me from the chat?
I may have. Sorry.
Yeah,
no,
it looks
I'm
like
still in the chat.
Only one person's there.
Okay.
Nope, it's not.
No.
I'm in there. You're out of. You're
you
not
kicked yourself.
There.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna go with Raven on this if I can get my head back in the game here.
Oh boy. At anywho, so where were we? We're talking about Raven versus Disco Queen. And you said what?
Raven.
Raven. What about you, Morgan? How do you see that one playing out?
I'm gonna have to agree with Bubs on this. We saw a couple weeks ago what she did to Fred Starr. You know, hardcore rules then, hardcore rules now. I don't see her having any chance. Again, I go to the high voltage, which is in a cage, and she's one of the top performers right now. Not the top, but one of the top. This is in her playground. Disco Queen's got a beating coming.
All right. So both of you say Raven in that one. All right. What about the Hell in the Cell between Shifty and Icon? I'm gonna go Mordrin first on this one.
We haven't heard anything from Icon. That's going to be the key, as long as he remembers to get on a plane and get his ass here. That's my little asterisk moment. That being said, if he shows up in that cage, Shifty's in for a long night.
Alrighty, so you don't think Icon will have any ring rust?
When you piss off a Scotsman, ring rust is the last thing you think about. You think about keeping your head on your shoulders.
So, Bubs, who are you pulling for, as if I didn't already know, between your husband and your new acquaintance, recent acquaintance in Shifty?
First of all, Icon is sober. He's going to be rustier than a 1965 bike that's been sitting out in the rain since 1966. He doesn't know how to wrestle sober. So I'm going to take Shifty.
All right.
And
yeah,
I'm going to
give you a counterpoint there, Bubs. Counterpoint there, Bubs. It's a cage match. It's Hell in a Cell. Wrestling is the last thing you think about. Beating up someone is.
And
you can beat
got
someone until they don't get up.
All right, we will see what happens. I'd like to announce we've already got one result here at Cataclysm. That is Gav has defeated Ken F. Cancer. If you don't know who that is, Gav just recently returning to RAWF, and Ken, the newest member of RAWF. Gav already.
Welcome back, Gav.
Him. Yeah, Gav already with a victory under his belt here. So congratulations to Gav. And also, let me see if this one's...
Good to see him back. Known him a long time.
And it looks like Halimo Kenta has defeated Bastide. So congratulations to Kenta. Good pay-per-view win for you, sir. At anywho.
Wow, Kenta, congratulations. That's actually a hard victory beating Bastide.
That is definitely good.
So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce next month's pay-per-view, October 23rd, live from the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. It will be our annual Graveyard Smash pay-per-view, Halloween fiesta, if you will, or Halloween party, or whatever you want to call it. Keep an eye out. Hmm? What was that?
I got history in that pay-per-view. Not good.
Yeah. Not one of your favorite pay-per-views, is it? At all.
It's the last pay-per-view I lost.
Well, can history repeat itself? We will see. But first, we'll find out. We're still a long ways from that. But that will be our next pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. Mark your calendars, if you will. And, all right, so I tell you what we're going to do. I know it's a little early, but I think we're going to go ahead and take a quick song break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we return, maybe we'll get some other people. Feel free to call in, folks, just to shoot the shit, or if you want to talk about your match or talk about what you've been doing in RAWF or whatever it is you want to do, feel free to come in and call in. The number is 646-478-0073. And the Skype button only works if you pay for Skype, just let you know that. So if you don't pay for Skype, don't try calling in on Skype because you're not getting it on. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is Cataclysm live on pay-per-view, RAWF pay-per-view. We're having fun here in Chicago, Chi-Town. Drinks are on Morden.
Cool, I got the corporate card.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Bubs, are you back? Hello? Oh, okay. Well, then I'll unmute Mordrin then. What's up, Mordrin?
What the fuck's up?
Yeah, you're looking a little more relaxed there after the drink. Just so you know, I've beaten you in fantasy football. Just saying.
Hey, shit happened.
What? I'm here.
Stand up with them, Bubs. Can't fight like I do.
What's that?
I said I can't help with them, Bubs. Can't fight like I do.
Still having microphone issues, but.
True enough.
What?
All right.
I can fight like hell. Thank you very much.
What are you? What?
I don't know. My Skype's still acting up.
Yeah, my phone was acting up. During the song, it was starting to get a little staticky on me and shit, but oh well. All right, so apparently we have a caller. Let's bring him on. This ought to be interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, here he comes. Our favorite coccyx wielding person. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wild-Eyed Yeti.
Oh, greetings and salutations.
And it looks like Bubs has to reboot
Yeti
again.
Hey, not much. Hey.
So, why are you and Crusher down in my match with Griffiths? Why aren't you minding your own damn business?
What? Well, we thought we were going to a movie. I thought I was going to watch Basic Instinct 3 with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. Oh, that's you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Get the hell away from my match.
We're just watching. We're just watching.
Just saying.
We're just watching. Mm-hmm. We're just, you know. I just want to know why you charge $10 a pint for beer. That's outrageous.
Well, that's not me. That's the freaking United Center freaking doing it.
I just want, you know, geez. Luckily, I brought in my own six-pack.
I mean, you got your own match to worry about. You got your own match with Bobo. So just stay the hell away from my match. Get your ass back up.
I already stepped him with some sausages already, so he should be happy.
I did what?
Well, I've been stuffing sausages in him.
I don't want to know.
Yes.
I don't either. I really don't want to know.
Well, I did want to do sausage sword fighting. You know,
That is between you and Bobo. I don't really give a damn what you two do. Just keep it between yourselves. Keep it in your part. Yeah.
Hey, Amadeus. Amadeus.
Yeah, Morgan.
I didn't think you had the pay-per-view rating to show things like that.
Well, I am naked. Even now.
Yeah, we do have the rating, unfortunately.
Oh, so I, you know what?
Oh,
you know, I know.
Wait
a minute. You know what? I want, you know, here's a challenge. You know, I know the pay-per-view is weeks away, but Halloween, I want a hardcore casket match. A flaming casket match. Someone gets to put me, If someone gets me in a hardcore match, they can bury me in a casket and set it on fire. That's the challenge for Halloween.
You want a hardcore casket match at Graveyard
Smash?
Casket match.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sure we can find someone to accept that challenge. I'm just letting you know ahead of time before you get any ideas. It will not be me.
Oh, come on.
Just saying. I said no. That would be
Did you see
no.
the award? Do you see my? And I also have a new award show coming out called the Golden Chicken Award.
No, wait a minute. What is this with the award? First, Aggie wants to do awards. Last night.
Speaking of Aggie.
Sorry to break in, boss, but I got a newsflash you might want to watch.
What's that?
He just accepted the challenge.
Cool.
Oh.
The chat for Graveyard Smash.
Graveyard
Flaming
Smash. A flaming casket match.
Casket match. That's what
I don't know
want.
Why I didn't think of Aggie when the word flaming came up, because that's right down his alley. So you got it. At Graveyard Smash, we have our first match already signed.
First match.
Aggie, the Clown Prince of Hell, versus Wild-Eyed Yeti in a flaming casket match.
I wonder if... I was nice enough to make it not a burrito Dutch oven casket match. I was nice enough not to ask for that.
And burrito Dutch. What the fuck?
Every casket match.
Well, Flamey, of course, got Aggie's attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if I could bring in Flower Boy Manqueef, he would like the flaming casket match too.
That's not dude. No Queef. Oh my god. Tell me he's retired. I thought he was retired. Please tell me he's retired.
No, Queef is back. When even I came back, Queef and Pigsnake and the whole crew came with us.
Speaking of Pigsnake, he's kind of disappeared. What the hell is with that?
Oh yeah. He's probably sleeping off a 30 pack he bought. Don't worry, he'll be jiggling around. He comes around now and then. You know. And it's a good thing you didn't get Reggie the Sock Monkey. Oh God. my nemesis.
I don't think I fucking want to know.
Sock, stupid monkey. Anyway, you think? Yeah, that's an ongoing. Yes. We won't go into my weirdness.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Gosh. You and Aggie, that's almost a perfect pairing, to be honest with you, because the two of you are way out there, and the two of you kind of deserve each other, to be honest with you. So, have a fun.
Oh, it'll be fun.
At any rate, all right, hold on a second. I got to screen a call. Let me check to see who this is real quick.
And what? Aggie, quit trying to set shit on fucking fire. Ah, fucking damn it. Save that shit for next month.
Ouch, me coccyx. Ow, it's burning. I fell into
God
a burning
damn it.
Ring of fire. It burns, burns, burns. This ring of fire. Oh.
As you burning hair, fucking stink. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh.
God damn.
Hold on. Let me stick it in here to put it out. Oh, was that your drink? I'm sorry, Mordrin. That was your drink. I'm sorry, I had to.
That's not my drink. I got my bottle.
Oh, well. I
don't know
who's
that.
I think that's Buzz, but don't tell her when she takes a drink.
I'm right here, you damn furball.
Oh, shh. Don't drink that. I don't know where my coccyx has been lately.
So Yeti, let me ask you something though. This you've been talking about this new era, and you and Morgan went out last night about this whole thing. I know you even tried to recruit Griffith to your new era last night. I mean, that's kind of laughable, don't you think? Knowing where his alliance lies easily with the Misfits.
Well, it could be. You never know. If you don't ask, you never. That's what I'm saying. You got to ask. Oh, I have a few. I have a few people that are on the fence.
We did kind of laugh about that on the plane up here.
Right. But hey, if you don't ask, you never know, right? Oh, yeah.
That part I will agree with, but we did have a good laugh on the way up about that.
Good. I'm glad. You see, but like I said, if you don't know, if you don't ask, you don't push, you don't get. You know, it's like, and what I'm trying to prove to people is if you join us and you learn how to speak up, you can get what you want. And we got, and I got one crazy, and I got Tanky in the new era. I got Baggy. Yes.
Interesting. It's interesting who you all got there.
Yeah.
But
I got a few more. They'll reveal
themselves. Let's talk. I'm going to give a shout out to the people here in the chat. Alex Kitten, which I do believe is Coogs, is out there. We got Fusion Skull. John Taylor is here. Mordred Nightwalker, of course. We're sitting right here next to me, but he's also out in the chat. Raven, the lovely Raven the Enchanted. You got Aggies out there lighting things on fire. He just lit your whiskey bottle on fire. Okay, Aggie.
I know. He owes me another fucking bottle.
Aggie, enough of the... I know it's what you do, but that's enough. Yeah. All right? Don't make me hose you down. And I don't mean literally. Tanky's out there. We got that other person. Look, Gav's here. How the hell are you, Gav? Good to see you. Gav, of course, victorious in his match here at Cataclysm. And
earlier, Gav. But I said welcome here. Welcome back.
Absolutely. And Gav, of course, is a former national champion here in RAWF. He was one of the early national champions towards the beginning of coming, and just recently returning. I'm sure there's gold in Gav's future here in RAWF. And what the hell? I have no idea what Raven and Tank are going on about there out there.
Do you want to know?
Yeah. Hey, Aggie, oh my gosh.
See, he wants he wants a burrito dip to that.
Okay, so at anywho, with that being said, feel free, anyone else, to call in and please, so that I don't have to listen to Yeti anymore.
Yes, please. And people, call in.
I'm kidding,
yeah,
Yeti, kind of.
Yeah, I know. You and I know. Well, I'll start singing if you...
Oh,
no,
gosh.
No, fuck that.
Don't...
Can you call it?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Yep. Okay.
No.
Get your mama's brother's friend's neighbor to fucking call in if that's the case.
Right.
Somebody call in and save us from that.
Fuck,
yeah.
Someone get the motherfucking bellboy.
Right. Well, anyways, I did beat Raven quite easily last week. So I didn't... I think I knocked her down to number two or three, did I?
You knocked her down to number two.
Yeah.
And
I knocked the poo out of her. Oh.
Yeah.
So
you can't keep that bird down for long.
Nope.
Trust me.
Right.
She's a tough birdie.
She's an old tough old crow.
Yeah, I didn't say old. I want to point out that I'm not the one who said old. That was Yeti.
That's right, Raven. You heard him.
I murdered that old crow. I murdered that old crow. Oh.
Let me see. Yep. It's going to be one of those nights. It's going to be one of those months, I have a feeling. I didn't hear him.
I'll be nice now.
Wait a minute. We may have.
I'll
we
just
may
sit here
have
and
another
my,
caller.
I'll,
hold on. Let me.
I'm
going to
comb my hair.
Works. Yes. Oh God. Wait a minute.
Oh,
the hair on your head. I hope. The hair on your head, I hope, is what you're talking about.
Ella,
right?
Will you just please hand me my shotgun and let me shoot it? Do you know how much money we can get for a Yeti?
Not very much. I'm a cheap Yeti.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I'll scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm on the right song. My power's turned up. Tell me right now, I'll be good. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Wow, look who has joined us, I believe. Raven the Enchanted. Good evening, Raven.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
Hey, Raven!
Hey, Raven.
What's up,
Raven?
Dear?
Yeah?
Yeti calls you old. He's all yours. Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeti,
well,
Yeti. See, you may have beat me. That's fine. I will take a loss. I don't mind. But you've done me a favor. And I've got to thank you for that, because I was getting pretty comfortable at the top. And now you've just given me the drive to kick the shit out of whoever stands in the ring with me now. So thank you, honey.
Night, night, DQ.
Yeah, you used to being on the bottom.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where you belong.
Well, that's a good attitude to have, definitely, Raven. But you're not, you just fell down to number two, so it's not a huge deal. Hopefully, you know, you'll still be in contention for a major title, whether it be the world title or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this cage match with Disco Queen, and does that make this match that much more important to you now?
Well, Disco Queen is more hairier than I am.
Ugh. I was asking Raven, not
how
Yeti.
Would you know? And Aggie, I don't need a wheelchair, but thanks. Yes, this match is very important to me, and she's going to find out just how damn important it is, because I will be the one walking out, she will be crawling out, if she's lucky. But, yep.
So, Raven,
I hate the
with that being said,
yeah.
With that being said, and like I said, you're probably mm-hmm. going to get a major title shot contender match, whether it be for the World or the Platinum Dragon. Is there a particular one you have your eyes set on, or does it matter to you as long as it's gold?
Oh, well, come on, seriously. you know I love the Platinum title. but there's a problem here, because some fucker I know has the world championship.
Yeah, it looks real good over here.
Shut the fuck up. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about you. he's now standing in the way of the one thing I've always wanted, and that's the world championship. Now just got to get through that arsehole. Oh, should we say bastard, because that's what he's known as. But yeah, I'm coming for it. Hey, Morgan.
Like I've said to everyone else, you're going to walk in a challenger and get carried out a victim.
You want to hope so. Because I know your weaknesses just as much as you know mine. So how confident are you?
When it comes to the world title, you don't know anything about me.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
When have you ever faced me for a world title?
I don't have to.
It's a whole other... It's not even another ball game. It's a whole other fucking league.
Mm. Yeah. We shall see. Talking to you, all
right.
If you want.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the tension in the room has gone up just a bit. But at the same time, I'm loving it because That's what this company's all about.
Not at all. I mean, it's real simple. If you get there.
Yeah.
And that's still an if.
Well, yeah, it's an if.
I'm going to sum up the entire match with a quick impersonation for you. Caw, caw, bang, fuck, you're dead.
Yeah, whatever. Children, you're getting old, love. You're getting old.
And I'm still younger than you.
Yeah.
We already know that's true. Remember, we've got paperwork. You're older than me.
Uh-huh. But I look better. What's your point?
I don't have to look good. I got the world title.
Not for long.
Yeah. Keep thinking it.
No, so which one of you guys is older than...
Than what?
So you're slightly older than Griffin, right?
She might be.
I'm not saying a word.
Let's not go down. I don't. I mean, quite honest, quite frankly, I'm pretty sure Raven doesn't remember how to build an arc. So.
Well, that's because she's old and her mind went away already.
Yeah. I heard she caused the floods.
Really now?
Wow.
Thank you, Gab. Another person that's known her for a long time.
Well,
you know,
Dirt's
Gab's
not that old.
Slightly older than Dirt.
Dirt's not really that old.
Welcome back,
my friend. Damn, Gab getting into the mix here.
I had nothing to do with this conversation.
You started it, yep.
May lightning strike Gabs, if I'm lying.
Flea-ridden.
Don't let lightning strike in here, goddammit. You're too close to me.
I said let lightning strike
and get rid of Gav and Mordrin in one go.
It might hit me by mistake.
No, it would be on purpose, Mordrin. Don't worry.
It might be. I haven't repented in 10 years.
There's not enough time for you to repent your sins.
Well, why bother?
Now Aggie is piling on. Okay. Okay, Raven is not that old, people, okay? I'm just saying.
Jeez.
My
gosh. Good for me, why don't you?
Oh, my goodness. Poor Raven.
So it's Mueller versus Mae Young in that cage match. Okay, that's all I need to know.
Poor Raven hasn't taken this kind of beating since she crossed the Delaware with George Washington.
LA? Seriously?
Why? I heard being nice. They're saying you're older than Dirt. I'm just saying you're a couple hundred years old. I mean, that's nicer, right?
I heard you and George used to swap dentures.
Oh, damn.
You are a bunch of cunts.
I am not. I'm a fucking bat.
Actually, no, you're not. No, you're not. Good cunts over you. None of you actually have a dick to use.
I do, too. I sell merchandise.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for crying out.
The only thing you're good for, Mordrin, is child support.
With that being said,
I would say there's probably a 50-50 chance that it will be Mordrin and Raven for the World Heavyweight Championship at Graveyard Smash, but they both still have some obstacles to get past. First,
that's if I don't start you between all that.
What's that?
Yeah,
I might die of old age by the time I get there.
So in about
the next
5 minutes?
Week or so, you know.
Next 5 minutes.
LA, I do have a question for you, though.
Uh-huh.
If I'm that fucking old, do I get a pension?
No, because they didn't have pensions back in the colonial times.
Oh, dick.
And they say I'm the bastard.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I think LA's been hanging around you too much.
Unless you have some paper signed by King Arthur, then no.
Well, he does have membership to my club.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, if everyone else is doing it, what the hell am I supposed to do, you know? I can't say nothing.
It's kind of hard to have a pension when you're older than money. Now,
someone,
ladies and
gentlemen,
I'm a master.
Yep.
Ladies and
don't
gentlemen,
have no value.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the roast.
Here, you fucking wankers. But I'm number two, and you lot are all behind me, so fuck you.
I don't need to be number one.
No,
I
can be number one. I'm the world champ. Nam, heard it all before, Mordrin.
And yet I still do it.
Just for you, honey. Keep it going.
Oh, I will.
Because I'm coming for it. But Raven, oh my God! Now John's going on. Jesus, what?
At least he said AARP card.
They don't have AA part. They don't have AARP cards over in England,
no,
do
we
they?
No, we do not have them in England. No.
Well then, good.
No.
I mean, then that's an untrue
Hello,
state.
Shut up. Just shut up. Carry on with your show and leave my age out of this.
It's a little late for that, don't you think?
I know, I'm trying.
It's a little late to tell us to stop now that we're on. Oh, my word.
Oh,
at any
on roll. Let's go for it, guys. Go on.
We all love Raven. We wouldn't tease her like this if we didn't.
Sounds it. It sounds
right.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, you notice,
Raven,
I'm sitting over here quietly. I'm not the one doing this.
Bob, you're not innocent either, because you're not sticking up for me. You're just sitting there shutting up.
I have to.
What's
that
all about?
Oh, God. Now somebody else
is
probably going to pick on you.
Oh, God. Who now? Why don't you all motherfuckers all call in and just start?
Well, you know, Raven.
Oh, God.
You're not in pain. You're not alive.
I'm so sick of me being sick of you and the way you look, all the things you do. You drive me crazy. Drive me crazy. Sick of being broke, can't pay for shit. I'm about to snap, I can't handle that. I'm going crazy. Going crazy.
Going crazy.
If you're sick like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Starr now joining the roast of Raven the Enchanted.
That's so wrong. And Fred, you want to shut your mouth because you're actually older than me.
Well. How is everybody today?
Hey, Fred. It's good to hear from you. How the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't wait to see the cage match between DQ and Raven, considering I was the cause of the match.
Yeah, wanker.
That's true. So who are you rooting for in that match, Fred, if anybody?
Yeah, Fred, who? Come on, Fred, who are you rooting for?
Well, damn, just how Fred is, I might root for both sides.
That's sitting on a fence, you got this shit. Come on, who are you rooting for?
Oh, I'm going to be at the match, trust that. You can believe that. I'm going to definitely be at the match. I got front row seats.
Raven Bob's nickname is Slabby Duck Bottom. Oh, dear.
Hey, it's not every day you get to break up a tag team.
Yeah, he doesn't
Yeti?
Like his life.
Hey, Yeti?
So, Fred,
what's
so Fred, besides the cage match between Raven and DQ, you also have a match against Fusion Skull. Of course, you and John beat the hell out of him in a handicapped hardcore match a couple weeks back, but now it's one-on-one. It's not hardcore. Anything? And I know Fusion's hanging out there in the chat. Anything you got? Any words you got for him?
Yep. Good luck, because I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring my A game today. This pay-per-view, you are walking away limping, plain and simple. I am not playing. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you bad. I'm going to pull every nasty trick out of the book that I can think of. Fusion, at this pay-per-view, it's possible your career might end. Then again, it might not. You just don't know. You're going into a match where you think you know me,
but I'm changing all my moves up. I'm changing everything all about the match. So it's like, come into the match. Bring your A game. I want you to, because it's going to be one hell of a match. We're going to throw down. It's plain and simple. It's like you lose matches, you win matches. This match, I'm winning. It's as simple as that.
All right.
Gav has a question.
Who?
Oh, yes. Gav, it is totally legal to throw dollar bills in the cage while Rhea and DQ are going at it.
Come on.
Totally legal, but the only thing is they aren't allowed to collect them. I collect all the dollar bills after the match.
Hey, how is that fair?
That's fair.
Say anything about
fair. Because I own the company, so yeah.
But we're busting our ass, so you get rich.
Welcome to company ownership.
Company, that's what it means to be a company owner, yes. You, and you know. That's what it is. You all do all the work, I reap all the benefits. That's how it works, right?
Well, maybe with all the extra money.
Okay, if Getty throws pennies in, I'll let you guys have the pennies. How's that?
I don't want the damn pennies, and they're going to hurt.
I'll throw quarters.
There you go.
Quarter bags?
Sure.
Ooh, throw in a quarter.
and besides that, Raven, those dollar bills ain't no good to you anyway, because they're not pounds.
We have an exchange thing over here, whatever they called you, one of them. You can see I'm well traveled.
And you can definitely have the coccyx lint. That is.
Right. Yep. I thought you might want that one.
Yuck.
But anyhow.
Right.
Gav's gonna make it rain. All right, I'm gonna get rich off of Gav. All right, I like it. DQ here. How is Steven Skull talking as DQ? What the hell?
Do you really want to know?
Gav says, "If Lord only isn't distributing the money, he's already showing some leg." Wow! Damn. Gav, one of these days.
Welcome back, Gav.
Oh, my God.
Far too long, man.
Not long enough.
All right, all right. If anyone throws money in the ring, it goes to the winner of the match. How's that? Fair enough.
Fuck that up, paying the ref to keep it.
And I get 10%.
No. You know what? I'm going to go in a damn ring while they're both beating the shit out of each other. I'm going to collect the money, stick it in between my boobs, and dare either one of them to go after it.
I'll go after it. I don't mind going down your cleavage.
But why do you think I said that, Raven?
Hey.
So I'll just threaten the ref to pick it up and give it to me.
She doesn't mind an oldie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the opening of the first National Boob.
Oh, God, why is Ellie in the middle of pouring some sugar on me?
Because I'm hot, sticky, sweet from my head to my feet.
Oh, God. Wow.
You asked the question, I gave the answer. Wow.
Well, Aggie
poked it
out there. It was all
again.
Aggie's fault.
Yep.
Thanks, Aggie. Nightmare time. Thank you.
Well, you can also see LA twerking in the middle of that ring too.
I don't want to see LA twerking
anywhere.
If
people are throwing money at me, damn straight, I'll twerk and work and whatever.
He will twerk for the money. He twerks hard for the money. He twerks hard for the money.
Yeti, no singing. New rule. No more singing.
Oh, God. Yeah, you sing again, go on, because it's getting on his nerves. Go on.
Stack of contracts and a stack of dollar bills.
Look, I have a comment. As long as it's Aggie not twerking in the ring, and for those of us that remember this, you will agree with me.
Oh, God.
I think I just came LA Nightmares.
Oh, they. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm only scared doing an hour and a half tonight because the manager has to get up early for work tomorrow. So we only got about 12 minutes of go. So if Morgan, go ahead and promote. I know you want to.
All right, everyone. As it's been known, I do run my own company as a co-owner here.
Rainbow Champ.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, the Rainbow Champion is Raven in the company. We are always looking for more talent. Two distinct brands. The question is, are you willing to sacrifice your opponents and your fellow wrestlers in the locker room to get ahead? Or would you rather go see, just show how wicked you can be?
There's shit over there. Sacrifice all the way.
Right, there is a link in the chat for the recruitment scene. If you don't want to go in there, yes, Baggy is the Boots and Blood champ as well. You can always
set up
myself, King Outlaw, or Queen Stuffers, my two other co-owners. We'll get everything taken care of, get you in there.
Wait a minute. Baggy, Crusher Bag will actually hold the title somewhere?
Wow.
I'm
the
floored.
The Boots and Blood champion. The hardcore division.
Yes.
I'm floored because he's never even come close in RAWF. So I'm just saying.
He kept it for ages.
Anywho.
Right.
Morgan, was that it for you? No.
That'll do it.
All right. Yeti, what do you have to promote tonight?
I am going to promote the Underground Blood Yard. If you like hardcore stipulation matches and a casual, easygoing, hardcore company, which is join the Underground Blood Yard. Message me or Eva Kutmakova for an invite.
All right. Raven, you have anything to promote tonight?
Depends.
My rocking chair.
Depends. Depends.
Damn it. See, Yeti, watch this again.
Oh dear God, no, I don't.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Bubs, you have anything?
Yeah, I got two things actually. One is the White Lightning Memorial Tournament. We are accepting donations now. There's a scene from that. And my new company, Lunatics Global Insanity. I'm not going to go into all the details of it tonight because we're running short on time. So you can find information on that link right there. You message me, Stoops, for either one, or Jesse Payne for Lunatics Global Insanity.
Fred, you got anything to promote tonight, sir?
Nah, I'm older than Raven, if that matters at all.
Yes. Yes. He is.
Oh,
his
wow. So you've had Brontosaurus for dinner.
Yep, like Fred Flintstone. Tipped the car over. And...
Wow. I've always wanted to know what that was like, but you can tell that story later. Mm-hmm. Once we get you to your wheelchair. But anywho, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget, go to the event tab in RAWF, look for the newest tournament. It is the Cataclysm Bomb Shelter Wrestler Buck Tournament. There is a bit of an entry fee, and it will start next Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 200 Wrestler Bucks to the winner, 50 to second place. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all, don't forget, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network, every Saturday night. It is RAWF After Hours with B and Bubs Hellcat. Next week, we should have more rankings for you, have some results from Cataclysm, and who knows what the hell else is going to happen. You never know. What's going to happen here in RAWF. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. I'm going to play us out with a couple songs. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace out, fuckers.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
keep saying bye.
Bye, 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 bye.